Biblically-centered kids.
Well, hello! Today is Monday, June 16th, 2025. This is Miss Danica.
And Mr. Johnny.
We are so excited that you're listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. We are excited for another awesome week of growing in God's Word. And this time, we're doing it summer style.
Summer style.
Long days, sunshine, playing outside, and popsicles. It's a great time to talk about something super important, virtue Y. We yield our bodies to physical training and healthy habits.
That's right. We are still continuing our journey of 26 biblical family virtues, all the way from A to Z. We will cover 26 biblical virtues this year to learn more about God and how to be Christ-like. So, first, we're going to start with that big word Miss Danica said, yield.
Yield.
Okay, maybe it's not that big of a word, but it's not a word we use all the time. It means to give way or to offer something. So, when we say we yield our bodies, we're saying, God, I give my body to you. I want to take care of it and use it for your glory.
Romans 12:1 says it best. I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Did you catch that? Worship isn't just singing songs. It's also how we live, and that includes how we care for our bodies.
Now, we're not just talking about lifting heavy weights or getting out there and running a long distance. We're talking about training our bodies to be ready. Ready to love others. Ready to serve. Ready to obey God with energy and joy. And that means learning healthy habits like eating good whole foods and making sure we're getting enough rest at night, exercising regularly, and saying no to those things that aren't good for us.
And summer is a fun and great time to practice this virtue. We can get outside, we can splash in the pool, we can ride bikes, and enjoy all that God has made. But we can also be tempted to get lazy, eat junk all day, or to skip out on time with God. That's why we need to train ourselves just like athletes do.
1 Timothy 4:7 through 8 says, train yourself to be godly, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promises for both the present life and the life to come. Even though godliness is the most important thing, taking care of our bodies matters too. Our bodies are gifts from God, and we only get one, so let's treat them like the treasures they are.
And here's a pretty cool thought. The Bible even calls our bodies a temple. In 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20, it says, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you? Therefore, honor God with your bodies."
Wow!
Wow!
Wow! Wow! That means what we eat, how we rest, how we move, all of it can bring glory to God. So whether we're running through sprinklers or helping in the kitchen, when we learn healthy habits and we have our hearts turned towards the things of God, we're actually worshiping Him. Let's pray. God, thank you for making our bodies and giving us the ability to run, play, and grow. Help us to remember that our bodies are gifts from you and that we can honor you by taking care of them. Teach us to choose healthy habits, to rest when we need it, and to be strong in the way we live for you. Please help us to use our bodies to love others and to do the good things that you have planned for us. In Jesus' name,
amen. This week, we're going to talk about what it looks like to train for godliness and practice good habits, because we want to be strong in our heart, our mind, and body for the good work God has for us. And always remember to let your parents know they can download some fun resources on biblical family virtue from biblicallycentered.com. Until next time.